Days after supporters of President Donald Trump led a deadly siege on the U.S. Capitol, some lawmakers are facing backlash for their roles in inciting the riots. In St. Louis, Missouri, Republican Senator Josh Hawley was called out by his home state paper for being, quote, complicit in the deadly violence. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch also called for Hawley's resignation. For more on this, I'd like to welcome the paper's editor, Gilbert Bilone. Thanks for speaking with me about this.
No, thank you for having me.
Gilbert, last week your board published an editorial calling for Hawley to resign. I'm sure you didn't take that lightly. So can you explain the reason behind your decision to publish that piece?
Well, he has been one of the in the forefront of people who have been claiming the Electoral College vote was based on fraudulent votes. And we believe, as I think many Americans do, that has been tried. It had been tested in courts, and that is not true. And he continues to say that, as well as President Trump. And so both of them, we feel, were participants in this narrative that helped led to the attack on the Capitol. Now, whether that was their intent, I don't think that necessarily has to be the case. But the fact that they were proponents of that, and in the case of Josh Hawley, he represents our state. And even after the riot, he continued to oppose the certification of the vote in the Senate. And we believe that he's not going to change his mind, but we feel that it would be better if he were to resign.
Well, and if folks are thinking, oh, this is just criticism from the press, that's actually not the case. He's facing criticism within his own party, including from the former Missouri Senator John Danforth, who's been something of a mentor. He told the Associated Press on Thursday that supporting Josh Hawley was the worst decision I've ever made in my life. And Gilbert, I understand you're also receiving a lot of letters to the editor calling for Hawley to resign. What are you hearing from your audience?
Well, here in the St. Louis area, we have had a resounding and emphatic repudiation of Josh Hawley to us. In our area, the urban diverse area that has more of a Democratic base in it, and the rest of the state does not, we are hearing lots of letters, lots of people, huge numbers of people commenting on stories, a lot of social media, a lot of response to our editorials and our columns. We've had columnists also take the same tact. Josh Hawley's familiar to us. His rise was very quick. He was an AG and then quickly became a senator very rapidly. So we know him, but he has not been elected official for a long time, but he has some history here. So we're familiar with that.
You know, there's also been a response in the business community. In fact, a growing list of corporations are distancing themselves. Hallmark Cards, to name one, is demanding that Hawley return $7,000 that they had donated to his campaign. And so in some ways, Gilbert, that may raise questions about whether he can effectively fundraise to support a political future. But perhaps he's galvanized some support in a way in other corners. And so I'm curious what you make of his political prospects from here.
Well, first off, he has another 4 years to go on his Senate term, so he's not looking to run. At least, well, he may be running for president if some of the pundits are right. But at this point, he's probably not as worried about that, although it's true. There's some key Republican fundraisers here in town in Missouri, who have decided not to fund him anymore, and that's significant. These are large donors. So if that were to continue for the, you know, coming months and perhaps years, that could have an impact. We'll see what happens after this in the next few weeks, where that washes out. We had a very good Sunday story by Jack Suntrip, kind of looking at it as he gets in a defensive crouch nationally. What does that mean? And one of the local observers said that he wouldn't write his obit, and I would say I wouldn't either, given for this, that Missouri is a very red state. Trump and Governor Parson, who just got reelected, both had 57% of the vote in November. So there's a huge amount of support for him. The question is, what's going to happen after last week and the next coming weeks? What happens in Washington? What's going to happen with the Republican Party? Hawley really aligned himself with Trump, as the governor did, but Hawley in particular. How that's going to portend in the future, we can't really tell. I think that's going to determine a lot of what his fate is. But Missouri is a very red state. The legislature is completely dominated by Republicans. All the statewide officials are Republicans. So I think he feels safe haven here. If he wants to go to a bigger stage, I think he's going to have a much harder climb after the last couple of weeks, given what people have seen on social media and in the news about what he said and how he's being viewed.
Yeah, Hawley was a politician to watch up until last week, and now he remains a politician to watch, although perhaps for some different reasons. Gilbert Bilone is the editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He joined us from Missouri. Gilbert, thanks for your time.
Thank you.